Oh, to God be the glory. Well, we are in a new season, and in this new season, as I shared Friday night by the Spirit of the Lord, this new season is going to be an area where the manifestation of the power of God is going to be more expressed, but it's going to be expressed through you. In other words, taking dominion over things that used to take dominion over you. Being the example, being the light, being more of a torch carrier to start things on fire. Hello? What do they call those people that start things on fire? Kleptomaniacs or pyromaniacs? Fire maniacs? Well, you're going to become a Holy Ghost pyromaniac. God's going to use you in this new season to start fires in places. Hallelujah. Some people are going to try and quench them because they don't know what it is. Hallelujah. A lot of religious spirits are going to get burned up. This new season that we're coming into, we're in already. It's already started. And because there's a new season, that means that there's a spiritual renewal. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about. A spiritual renewal, before we go on, we must start with an understanding of what's going on. Amen. Why is God giving us a spiritual renewal? Because he's bringing us to another place where his image and likeness is being more manifested in me and you. Without that, the world will be lost. Not only that, see, the Spirit tells us things to come, doesn't he? So God has got to bring his church up to another level because there's another devil. Hello? Now, we're not fighting flesh and blood, are we? Now, even in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that many of the demon spirits are being released. Yeah, did everybody notice that things aren't getting better? They're getting worse, aren't they? So if things are getting worse, and it means they're not going to get better, that means they're going to continue to get worse, God is bringing his church up to another level because of the release of more devils. Does everybody understand that? Now, do you think Daddy has control? Sure he does. He knows what's up. Now he's bringing his church up. See, we're going to keep building up, building up, building up, building up, where we just take off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Afterburners, praise God. We're going to be F-15s on it here, man. Glory. So there's right now what's happening is we've got to come into what's a spiritual renewal. We're being renewed. And the word renewed is a representation of bringing things to remembrance. Sometimes we just need to get back to the main foundation. You know, sometimes we get so busy we lose our first love. All of a sudden there's more responsibilities and accountabilities and all of these abilities. And then we lose the ability. Amen. So Jesus himself is causing a great move here. A great move. The Bible says he comes in the assembly and worships with us. You know, it's amazing, and I always look at this, that Jesus went out, and he went out and ministered to multitudes. And then he came, and he spent time with his disciples. He wants to spend time with you. Amen? Go to Romans 7, please. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. In Romans chapter 7. Thank you, Lord. I've been blessed with background music again today. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Would you read it with me? Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another. To who? To him. That means preparation, isn't it? who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should what? Serve in the what? Newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Now this is very powerful. Because what's happening, he said, see, listen, spiritual renewal is a representation of new service. He said that you should serve in the newness of the Spirit. Now, let me explain something. Serving in the newness of the Spirit is a representation of this, and I pray you get this. That when the Spirit is doing something new, you must learn how to serve in it. Does everybody understand that? When the Spirit is doing something new, not that, no, don't get me wrong. There isn't anything new under the sun, is there? But when he's doing something new with us, a positioning, an area where he's strategically hitting the heavenlies, amen? Whatever it is that he is doing new, in other words, he's doing something new. Now he's got to prepare you to serve in that newness. So what has to happen is you and I must be spiritually renewed in preparation to serve in the newness of the Spirit. And that's what's going on right now. Because there's something more that God is doing in this ministry and in your life to serve in the newness of the Spirit, what he's bringing brand new. And everybody knows that in their spirit right now. Everybody knows that in their heart, that there's something new going to happen. There's something going to open up. That there's something going to explode. You can't figure it out. You don't understand it, and you don't need to. You just need to be ready for it. Amen? You just need to be ready for what God's about to do. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Now listen. If we're not spiritually renewed, we'll miss God. And there are a gazillion people who are missing God right now. Many, even in the body of Christ, that are missing God. Because they're not willing to be spiritually renewed. Now, many people call that revival. But I've been some revivals that were dead. That's not revive. First, you got to be revived before you can have revival. Amen. And revival and spiritual renewing starts within an individual. You must want to be spiritually renewed. You must want the new things of God. You must want. You must have that desire not to miss God. Amen. You. In Romans chapter 6, in verse 4, somewhere around there. Would you read it with me? Therefore what? We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. And what is life? The Spirit. That not only you and I are going to, he's bringing us to this other place to serve and the newness of what the Spirit is doing, but you and I are going to be able to walk in it. Does everybody understand? Because see, you can't serve in it unless you're walking in it. In other words, you can't give somebody something you don't have. Does everybody got it? No, that's what he's talking about right here. So not only that, we're going to be walking in it so we can give it. Because service is not unto self, it's unto others. Oh, hallelujah. Something's happening. Go to Romans 12. Glory to the Lamb. Romans 12. It's a simple introduction today. And verse 1. Would you all read it with me? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your responsibility. Hello. Which is your responsibility. He says it's your reasonable what? Service. Ooh. In other words, it's your responsibility. You cannot move in the newness of the Spirit until you're willing to surrender your life. And so every single day, the Bible says, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus, right? Amen. So you must deny yourself every day. In this area, we are what? Presenting ourselves to the Lord. But he says, holy and acceptable. So that means there must be something that you must cooperate with to maintain a holy and acceptable life according to the Lord. If you are not walking in a life that's holy and acceptable to God, you cannot be renewed. But it's an opportunity to get to that place why God begins to clean us up so we can become vessels of honor to walk in the newness of the Spirit. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Now go to verse 2. This is good. And do not be what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, renewing of your mind. Renewing of the mind or thoughts, attitudes, motives, purposes, agendas, things to this degree. Now the word renewed means to what? Bring to remembrance. What's it bringing to remembrance? Things of the Spirit. Has everybody got it? He's not going to bring to remembrance the things of your carnal life. He's bringing things to remembrance according to the will of God, that you may prove. Well, you know what? How do you prove the will of God? You live it. You live it. You walk it, and you serve it. So we must present ourselves daily as a living sacrifice. You're the living sacrifice. Why? Because he gave you new life, and every day you're sacrificing that life to him. And in that arena, you're able to access the throne room of God, where the Spirit of God is waiting for you every morning. And he stretches out his hand and he says, come on. He says, climb aboard and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in this renewing of the mind, in fact, in the Hebrew language, the word mind doesn't even exist. It's called spirit. So it's actually the renewing of the spirit, isn't it? Your spirit. Your new creation, which is in the likeness of Christ. Has everybody got it? Your creation that's in the likeness of Christ. That's what born again is. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. So you think it's any coincidence that you're here today? Hallelujah. Why? Because see, God knows your heart. You don't want to miss the newness of the Spirit. So what's he doing? He's preparing you. Oh, glory. Glory. And you know, we all need to be renewed. There's a time of sanctification, separation, deliverance, and healing. You're going to find that you've got some spirits you picked up that you didn't even realize. But they're going to go this week. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Is everybody there? Come on, read it with me. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened because of being alienated from the life of God, or the newness of the Spirit now, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. Now he's saying, listen, but you've not so learned Christ if you're still doing these things. Right? if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct and the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, but being re-what? Renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man which was what? Created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. See, born again means you've been created. Is everybody with me? You have been created in that arena. You are brand new. We're going to talk more about this later. Hallelujah. I remember when the cloud of glory came over me and the real me came out. It wasn't me, myself, and I anymore. It was me and him. Amen. When that cloud of glory came over me, man, I can't wait to get back into that. My desire was that everybody would experience. It's quite amazing because I thought that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it was the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the cloud of glory. But I thought everybody who accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the same thing happened to them. Because I didn't know anything. I mean, I've only been to church twice since many years. I mean, I used to go as a kid and so forth. And then all of a sudden, this guy I was riding Harleys with came by and said, let's go to church and so forth. Of course, I was a mess. So I went to church with him twice. And after that, this cloud of glory came on me and I became a new person. Brand new. Created. I mean, I saw differently. I heard differently. I spoke differently. My attitudes were different. There was no manipulation, no lying, no cursing, no desires of the world. I was brand new. I was birthed just like out of a pure baby. Acted like one too. Man, I never saw the flowers and things. I used to preach to everything. Little ants. Hey, Jesus loves you. No, it didn't matter. You know, everything I looked at, I realized God created. Man, you created that. Ooh, I mean, I got a little freaky sometimes. Ooh, don't step on that one. Oh, no. Well, that slowly wore off. Now it's kill them. Kill them. Get those things out of here. I didn't pet any roaches. I killed them. Now I understand when they said about Moses' veil when he had the veil because the glory was lifting. Well, that glory was on me for about 3-4 weeks. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't function. I was taken every night in the spirit and all kinds of things. It was wonderful. I look forward to going home. Okay. That you put on the new man, which was created according to God, and true righteousness and holiness. Go to Colossians 3. Holiness. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3. Starting at verse 1. Is everybody there? Glory, hallelujah. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, which where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Setting your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you what? Died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. Say, I'm dead. And my life is now in Christ. The only thing that sustains me is walking in Christ. If I walk out of Christ, I will die. Only life is in Christ to sustain my new life, to walk in the newness of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Made confession. It brings possession. Glory to God. In verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, who is our what? Our life. Does everybody understand that? Without Christ, you don't have life. That means that you and I were dead. Our old man is dead. The only thing that revives it is if you let it. Whatever you choose to feed the old man brings him back up. Then he starts kicking your butt around. You got to turn around and muzzle him. Tie him up. You got to worship the Lord so he goes back and crucify. It's amazing. If you could see this in the spirit, your old man's behind you. It's like he's attached to you, you know. And he's saying all these things to you. Man, you need to do this. And you know what? Don't you remember when you did the, he tries to put guilt and condemnation on you, tries to sway you according to the ways of the world. Let me tell you, you just get on your knees, you start worshiping the Lord, and that old man goes, right back on the cross. And he's going, and he's trying to say something. He can't. You just start worshiping the Lord. There he goes on the cross. You can turn around and go, ha ha. Get ye behind me. Right? You just start getting out. You get on your knees and you just begin to worship the Lord. And he's back right on the cross. Because those who are led by the Spirit, the old man is crucified. Crucified. That's why all kinds of things happen. Healings and all kinds of stuff manifest while people are worshiping the Lord. Oh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Therefore, put to death your what? Your members, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these. What are they? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Did you notice most of these things are from your mouth? Hello. Pride is a killer. Pride's a killer. Yes, I can do this, I can do that, I've done this, I do na da 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 da. Ah, yeah. If you, you know, in your conversations, if there's more than two eyes, you need to repent. Because the third eye and you're out. Hallelujah. Ay, ay, ay. I always tell people that's a demonic pizza. Ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Do not what? Lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the what? New man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So, there's an area where there's going to be a newness in the spirit with knowledge. It's called revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. A newness in the spirit with revelation knowledge. You know, it's amazing in how God shows up at our little meetings every Saturday morning. I mean, we don't know what's going on till we all get together in there and the Holy Spirit just starts speaking. And there's just some powerful revelations that come from the throne room of God. And it's God's desire to bring those things. He said something to us in his word. He said, if you walk upright, I'll reveal my hidden secrets to you. If you walk upright. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you're going to make mistakes. Walking upright is just a heart and a desire and a will to want to know him and to please him. And the third thing is to obey him. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Now, do not lie, right? What's going on? You're going to be brought and renewed of the knowledge according to his image and likeness. You're going to learn and understand more of how to walk and to serve in the newness of the Spirit. And that's what this new season is about. Hallelujah. Where there is neither Greek nor what? Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Hallelujah. Go to Hosea 4. Yes, you thought we were going to get away with that? Hosea chapter 4. Oh, to God be the glory. Come on, where are you? Hallelujah. Everybody all right? In verse 6. Come on, read it with me. My people are destroyed for lack of revelation. Amen. Only revelation is birthed by the Spirit of God. That's why people are bound by the letter. Like I said before, there's a lot of people that can read this Bible, but it's really not a mystery to them. It's a book. It can only be understood by the baptism and understanding and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Other than that, and there's a lot of people that can preach this word, but it's just letter. But God wants to bring us into the newness of the Spirit, into the deep things of the Spirit of God. Wow, that's where He is. Amen? That's where He is, the newness. Oh, hallelujah. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge or revelation. And because you reject knowledge or my revelations by my Spirit, I will also reject you from being priests for me. That's someone who's close to the Lord. Amen. Now, a priest, and I'm not going to go into the teaching of a priest today, but a priest is someone who not only intercedes, but who's close to the Lord, but who ministers to the Lord. In fact, that's the first office every believer should fulfill, is priesthood. Because if you can't minister to Him, you got no right ministering to nobody. And I'm talking about you don't minister to God in the letter. You minister to God in the Spirit. He knows the Word. He knows the Word. That's why the Bible says the Father searches those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. You don't minister to God in the Word. You minister to Him in the Spirit. Hello? Now you can remind Him of His promises. Dad, I remember your promise in here. But you don't minister to Daddy in the Word. You minister to Him what? In the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. So He says, and because you have rejected my knowledge or revelation, I will reject you from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. Ooh, that's how curses come down the family line. You know, it's amazing in how I've seen individuals get right with God and their children become and get restored. And then when they fall, they lose their children. It's according to the Word. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, and it's amazing how when we are out and serving the world, we're willing to give up our children and our families and everything else to serve self, who was a child of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, because you have forgotten those revelations, those impartations and those things that I've given you, because you have no longer used them anymore, you've put them on the shelf, and you've fallen out and become a part of lawlessness, I will re-forget my promises for you. That's a strong thing, isn't it? But it's the truth. It's the truth. Destroyed by lack of knowledge or revelation knowledge. Deep truths that changes lives. People are destroyed because they are not accepting these deep truths that change lives. Listen, what are other things that knowledge does? It brings exposure to the enemy, doesn't it? It allows me and you to understand His promises. And it brings us to a place to overcome self. You know, if you don't know how your enemy operates, he's going to always kick your butt. One of the things that Jesus was manifest with, He said, I came to expose the enemy that is destroying my children. Even those who knew the letter were being beaten up. That's why Jesus said, listen, the letter kills, but the Spirit brings life. He said, I brought, you know, people lose sight who Jesus really is. He's the Spirit of God that put on flesh and called himself Son. Does everybody understand that? The body, the word says that a body was prepared for you. For who? For the Spirit. That's why Jesus came and he said, if you see me, you see who? The Father. The Bible says that God, the Father, is Spirit. Jesus was a manifestation of God Almighty to come into the natural arena that everyone could see, hear, taste his presence, his love, his will, and his purpose for each and every one, so that he could be an example to all mankind. He was the gateway to the throne room of God. He was also the key to release people from hell. Oh, we could go on for a year talking about my daddy. Hallelujah. Knowledge. Deep truths that changes lives, exposes the devil, and brings understanding for his promises and overcomes self. Galatians 6. Oh, hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. Thank you, my Lord. Are you ready for renewal? Do you have a desire to want to be renewed? Hallelujah. In Galatians chapter 6, and let's see here. And verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a what? A new creation. That's what avails everything. A new creation. That you become a sign and wonder by the spiritual renewing, by the renewing of everything. You know, every day is a new day. That's why you got to sleep and wake up. That's brand new. When you sleep, you don't have control of nothing. Finally. That's why people, God speaks to them in dreams because they ain't listen when they're awake. Yeah, I get a lot of dreams, praise God. I mean, not, and that's not always, I'm not, you know, because prophets get dreams and visions and so forth and hear God. But many people, they get a vision or something while they're sleeping because they don't listen while they're awake. Amen? Because many times when you hear something, you're not sure it's God. And sometimes God will confirm things in dreams, won't he? Amen? But the Bible says, in the book of Joel, everybody went to Joel's bar and got a drink. And they began to see things. Amen? Visions and prophecies. They began to speak things they never spoke before. See, but it's a new wine. And with new wine, there must be a new wineskin. Amen? And all the things that God is bringing us to now is a spiritual renewing. That means new wine must come. New wine must come. Oh, hallelujah. Where did I say to go? Are we there? All right, let's go somewhere else. You know, nothing matters but maintaining a new creation. Maintaining the new creation. 2 Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5. Praise be to God. In verse 16. Is everybody there? Hallelujah. And verse 16, read it with me. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Whoa! In other words, we're not acknowledging Christ according to the flesh anymore. Why? Because he's spirit. And where is he? He's at the right hand of God. Remember, he came to be the example for me and you. And what did he do? He came to give his life unto death for all mankind. What a purpose to come into the world to die. He came to die. But see, this death that he paid brought me and you life. So now we were already dead. Now we've got life. Now we want to continue to renew this life so that we can continue to be renewed in the Spirit and able to serve and walk according to the newness of the Spirit that he's bringing forth. So we don't miss what God is doing. In verse 17. Would you read it with me? Therefore, if anyone is in what? Christ. He is a new creation. Now, let me share something with you. Very important. That's how you maintain the new creation. So the new creation must be maintained. That means you're walking in the anointing. You're walking in Christ. Remember we just talked about in Christ is the only way you have life. That's why Jesus left us the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? New creation. And what happens when you are in Christ and you're a new creation? Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Wow. That's called walking in the Spirit, isn't it? All things have passed away. And all things have become new. Now let me share something with you. Things are becoming new every day. It's not born again is not a one-time event. It's continuous. You know, so many people think, okay, I've been born again. I accept Jesus Christ, Lord. I'm brand new. Let's go party. They begin to call up all the old girlfriends or boyfriends. Hi, I'm brand new. I'm born again. Praise God. Let's go out tonight. Let me show you how brand new I am. Oh, hallelujah. I can't tell you how many people I've ministered over the phone that have gotten some information of what we preach or whatever, and they were offended. They call up and say, listen, man, I've been following the Lord for 30 years. And the Bible says, once saved, always saved. I said, that ain't my Lord, and that ain't his Bible. That's not his truth. Well, I accepted Jesus Christ. It says anyone who calls on his name can be saved. Well, I hope you call on it in your deathbed so you can get home. See, that person's not walking in as a new creation. He's still walking in the oldness. That means he's not in Christ. Yes, but I see, the word believe means to follow. If you're not a follower, you're a liar. That's real simple. I get messages left sometimes and, you know, emails and letters. People get offended. Too bad. You know, I always share there's not one unbeliever in hell. Everyone who's there is a believer. They believe now, don't they? Amen? They believe now. And it's too late. I can't imagine still walking in the oldness in fornication, drunkenness, revelries, and all the works of the flesh, perversions, and then expect to stand before God and him say, come on in, no problem. Give you a high five. Yeah, good job, you made it. No, that ain't going to happen. See, the newness of the Spirit is allowing me and you to walk in the holiness and righteousness. Again, it doesn't mean that you're perfect. You're already complete in him. He sees you complete, but he sees you complete as you're in the Spirit. But in the flesh, you become the child of the devil. Self perks up, says, hi, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
New creation. It's continuous. It's not a one-time event. We're going to talk more about this. But it's continuous. That's why you and I must continue to be renewed, renewed, renewed. That's why we worship. What are you doing? Denying yourself. You're mortifying your flesh. Man, I just don't feel like worshiping. Praise God. That means God's going to do something. If your flesh is kicking and screaming, grab it by the hair, stick a rag in its mouth, and throw it in the throne room. Amen? And ask God to burn it. Stand back and watch it. Ooh. Yeah. Finally free from that thing. Unfortunately, the only way it stays that way is to walk in the Spirit. As soon as you get in the flesh, it comes alive again. Oh, did anybody ever see the Terminator? Remember that thing that, no matter nothing could kill this thing. That chase, that family, and that girl and her boy, whatever, man, it's the same thing as yourself. No matter what you try and do, you could run it over, you can do everything. I mean, people commit suicide trying to get rid of self. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'll be back. Praise God. See, the Terminator, okay, now, you remember the second flick, right? The Terminator was a representation of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hey, and he rode a Harley, didn't he? Hallelujah! In fact, my pipes on my bike are called Terminators. Glory to God. Aren't they? Yeah. Oh, I thought they were. It must have been the other brand. Anyways, there's a brand just like mine called Terminators. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. New creation is a continuous process. Go to chapter 4 while we're here. In verse 16. Hallelujah. Would you read it with me? Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being what? Renewed day by day. You know, some people, they're letting it happen only month by month. They're not allowing the Spirit to renew them. That can only be manifested by in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Because if somebody's being renewed day by day, man, they're changing. They're going forward, not backward. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Titus 3. Thank you, Lord. Titus 3. It's in the T's. Hallelujah. Titus 3. Is everybody there? In verse 4. Read it with me, please. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. So Jesus was the carrier of the Holy Spirit. When He died, He poured Him out on us. You can look at Jesus as a vessel filled with the Holy Spirit that was poured out on me and you. That having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and anything I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. The renewing, spiritual renewing, is the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Go to Psalms 51. Psalm 51. Hallelujah. Psalm 51. Praise God. Psalm 51 and verse 10. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday morning. Turn them fast enough, you give your partner over there next to you a breeze. Verse 10, would you read it with me? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That is one of the first things that need to be done for spiritual renewal. There must be a desire for a new heart and a steadfast spirit. Now, here's your confirmation. Read the next verse. And do not cast away me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Whoa. You want more of God's presence in your life? Then what's he saying? Create in me a pure heart and a steadfast spirit, something that strengthens my spirit, that I won't be moved. That I won't be moved. That no matter what comes, I won't be bribed by the devil. Oh, hallelujah. It's one of the first things that we've got to desire is for a new heart and a steadfast spirit. Go to Isaiah 40. That's what spiritual renewal is about. Isaiah 40. Oh, to God be the glory. Isaiah 40, in verse 31. I'll start at 28. Hallelujah. Verse 28. Is everybody there? Have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who what? Wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's spiritual renewal. Oh, hallelujah. Waiting means to endure. While you're waiting on God, you're enduring the storm and all the things that are coming at you. While you're waiting on God, you know what a waiter does? He serves. You're serving the Lord while you're waiting on God. You're seeking, you're serving, you're waiting, you're enduring, and you're willing. Psalm 149. We see spiritual renewal starts with a desire for a new heart, willing to press in. Psalm 149. In verse 1. Is everybody there? Oh, wait, I'm not there either. Psalm 1, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. It starts with assembling. Hello, a desire to have a pure heart. A steadfast spirit. Well, how are you going to get that? It starts with assembling. It's good for brethren to dwell together. There's a special anointing. It starts with assembling. Does everybody understand that spiritual renewal doesn't come in your bedroom? Spiritual renewal comes in assembling. There is no lone rangers. Did you ever notice that when we get together, there's a special anointing? Amen. Something it's difficult for you to get in your prayer closet. I'm not saying it can't. Far be it that we'd put God in a box. But we won't. It starts with assembling. Go to Acts 3. That's why the devil loves to take people out. First thing, you know, first thing people run from is assembling. They run from assembling. Well, I really don't believe you need to go to church. You know, God knows my heart. Amen. But he wants you to know yours. I don't really believe you need to, you know. God knows my heart. And, you know, I know the word. I mean, I even know the page numbers. Praise God. When's the last time you cast out a devil? Especially the one you carry. Because that ain't nothing but a lie from hell. That's against the word of God. It's amazing how many people have their own theologies. Oh, they know the word and they can quote it, but yet they're not going to obey it. So when you tell them, well, what about assembling? Well, you know, what about praising and worshiping your hand and lifting your hands and praising God and dancing and all kinds of other stuff that the Bible says to do? Well, are you kidding me? What would I do with that spirit of religion? Come on, we're tight. Come on, you know how that spirit of religion runs my life. If I lose control, oh my goodness. I know the letter, and I know the page numbers. I can quote you the word upside down. It may not have any effect, but I know it. It blows my mind. I run into it all the time. That spirit of religion pops his head up everywhere you go. Amen? He loves to promote self. In Acts 3, in verse 19. It starts with assembling, doesn't it? And it also starts with repenting. It says what? Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, yeah. And that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. So we see it starts with assembling and repenting. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Look what happened. Go to 1 Samuel 10. 1 Samuel 10. Is everybody all right? I need to get this in so we know what we're in for. So that there's understanding. Glory to God. We all want to walk in the newness of the Spirit so we can serve in the newness of the Spirit and not miss this season. 1 Samuel 10 and verse 6. Is everybody there? Praise God. Okay, let's start at verse 5. Now this is when Samuel told Saul, who was to become king. Now Saul was a carnal person. And his father was wealthy. And the Lord had a position for him. And he said to him, listen, I want you to hang around. I want you to assemble. hanging around with the prophets because they were worshiping the Lord. And after that, you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen when you come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with string instruments, a tambourine, a flute, a harp before them. And they shall be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. Wow. That's that new man. Does everybody understand that? That's why people, God's children, who the devil convinces to stop assembling, lose that new man. They do not advance to the next level of the new man. Does everybody understand that? And if you can't advance to the next level of the new man, you can't fulfill the newness of the Spirit nor walk in it. Because you can't give something you don't have. Ooh, turn to another man. You know what? These are when you and I are worshiping the Lord and we're in God's presence and prophesying, decreeing, calling those things that are not as though they are. That gives you the ability. Why? Because you're in that place. Do you know when we were worshiping the Lord here, I saw the throne room of God come. And the altar was right there. And all of his children, he said, they have access to me through the blood. They can come boldly to me. And I saw everybody just worshiping the Lord. And the throne room of God was right here in the altar. We are his children. And the devil always wants to try to bring us to a place where you're not worthy. The devil always loves to tell you that God is holding something back from you. Amen? That's nothing but a lie from hell. Oh, go to Isaiah or Psalm 40. Psalm 40. In verse 3, I believe. And we'll start at 1. Come on, read it with me. I waited patiently for the Lord. Oh, he endured. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has what? Put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. Now listen. He's going, look, what's going to happen in this renewal, spiritual renewal, in this new season that we're going in? What does God want to do? He wants to fulfill this scripture in many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Why? Because it's going to increase your witness. It's going to increase the anointing in your life, and you're going to rescue more souls. Amen? Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5. A couple more scriptures, and we're communion. 2 Corinthians 5. Hallelujah. Are you there? Start at verse 1. For we know that in our earthly house this tent is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed having been clothed we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has, what? Given us the Spirit as a what? Guarantee. See, we're groaning. You may not even know. Sometimes you're frustrated and don't even know why you're frustrated. It's because you want to be more clothed with the glory of God. Because that's your habitation now. Amen? Go to John 10. And verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's what manifests with spiritual renewal also. Amen? Spiritual renewal. I want to close at John 14. Life abundantly, spiritual abundance start at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for through me. In this renewing, in this scripture, is a representation of the tabernacle of God. In this renewing, in the realization and revelation and impartation that you are the temple of the living God. So many times we lose sight of this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is the name of the three chambers of the tabernacle. The outer court, the holy court, and the most holy court. But he said, no one comes to me unless he is drawn. Today we are drawn. Tomorrow we go into the outer court. And the day after that we go into the holy place. And then the day after that we go into the most holy place where all things are made brand new. Amen? Amen? Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you. We thank you. Lord, you said it starts with a desire to want a pure heart and a steadfast spirit. Lord, you said it starts with assembling. Well, we've showed you we've assembled today. And it starts with repentance. Now, Lord, we take again opportunity and we repent for everything of touched spiritually unclean. Anything that we have done that's offended you, Lord, we repent and we ask for your forgiveness. We ask, Lord, as we plead the blood of the Lamb, for the washing of the blood, the purging of your presence, the pruning to bear more fruit for your glory, and that our fruit may remain and grow for your glory. Lord, we not only ask for your forgiveness, but we ask for your mercies and your grace. Come with us and have communion with us as we prepare our hearts to have fellowship and communion with you. Lord, let this renewal, you drew us here. You made way. We desire to have a renewal in the Spirit with you, that we may be prepared to serve and to walk in the newness of your Spirit. In Jesus' name.